Blog Talk Radio.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
And this comes from the bottom
of
the sea.
You cannot help me.
They tell me that
it's
I need
your feet, your roots, to your soul, and your body, and that's you.
Day like this,
at night,
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
And you would love me, and I would love you.
With my mistakes.
Young Cali, CDB, PSC,
Young Black King. Living in my sorrow,
sorrow.
But devil follow me, and he be like my shadow,
shadow.
Running out of time,
time,
but I do not battle. I don't need money, trying to tackle and shackle me up on my feet. My soul is out of reach. One day I will preach to the youngin', that's the future. One day I will preach to the youngin', not the future. Even though you playing dirty in this game, that's a cutin'. Who am I, you foolin'? Man, I'm electrocutin' like a hot wire. The booth is on fire. I spit that PSC, cause that's the real in me. And then from looking up, that's only God. I see no one else,
no.
Nobody on the feet. Nobody never dead, cause everybody can be beat. So who am I to tell, and who are you to spell? And every day is life, but we all live in hell.
Tell me my condition is incurable.
You hear me?
They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
But I want you to feel me.
A day like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Mama, I'm sorry. Grandma, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Family, I'm sorry. Life ain't life. I have no money to borrow. No money to give, and I'm living in my sorrow. Can somebody help me? The sun about to melt me. But the sun the only one that shines and can see me. In the daylight and in the night, I see Stevie. We hit the studio and we feel so free. We do what we wanna do. Pray to God anytime. It can get spiritual. Lyrical in the rhyme. I be in my damn prime. Like I'm going holy, but I'm not holy. Only God know me, so you can't expose me. Try to show me, and you don't even know me. Say what you want, but I know that you're phony. You need to wake up, because these niggas taking pay cuts. And we just trying to live, but we all live in slavery, bro.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
That's what you're telling me.
It's days like this,
okay.
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
I wish.
But I must live.
Yo, Steve, let them know where you're coming from, B.
See my steps in the mud, yeah, I track that. Matter of fact, bullshit, I attract that. Pull it out the knapsack. Try to fix me up like back cracks. Mary got me high like jetpacks. Fly for a dub sack and touch heaven, no peasant. King is my pedigree. Still the same when they bury me. Ain't no telling me who own mine, ain't no selling me. Ain't no felony if you stand your ground and your color free.
Body in debt, so the rail ain't free. We all paying bills, so the living ain't free. Tell me who cares, not the knowledge they seek. I'm living in mistake, so don't you ever follow me. Am I speaking positively, cause you thinking negative? But that's okay, because the Lord blessing me. Some homies fade away, but I'm allergic to bleed. I'm a young black king, and that's permanently.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah, man, Kanye West. Let's talk about this guy. Anywho, I've heard his whole entire album.
I haven't heard a thing.
Pablo. You haven't heard a thing except for the
little snippet
we had in the car.
Right.
For like when. Just for those who don't know, he has a super hard gate that's very hard to get into because of his security guards. They suck, by the way. And he had to walk out to the gate. And
I say they suck because they let anybody through.
Yeah, and then he literally just got in my car and we drove through the gate and the security guard said, "Hey,
what's up?"
And I just said, "Hey, I brought him." And then it was like, "Oh, okay, just go." No buttons were pressed. Nobody was called. That was the situation. Fuck this complex. It will remain unnamed, but fuck this conflict. I know you live here. I hope the security guards are amazing at what they do. But fuck me.
That's a compliment for them. If you take it from their perspective, that is a compliment for them.
They did their
job. You're saying they're doing a damn
job. Even though I circled around maybe 3 times, and he seen my face, we dialed the same number all the time. Like, clearly knowing that, okay, he does know somebody who lives here, but they're not answering the phone. Huh. Okay, he came around again. Still no answer. Okay. He's still not picking up what I'm putting down. Go around for a third time. Yo, Steve, bruh.
What's up?
This ain't working. I mean, and then Steve saved me. The end. But yeah, back to Life of Pablo. So yeah, Life of Pablo, the Kanye West album.
That's the name, Life of Pablo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It went from Wish to Wave to this.
Wow. That's a big change.
I don't even know who the fuck Pablo is,
right?
He never mentions it once. I promise you.
Does he even paint a picture in this album of who Pablo might be?
No. And if I had to combine every song I heard with Pablo, I'm like, who Pablo was? I'm like, I think it's a very young, talentless Kanye West.
Says a lot about the album.
Yeah, but I think, like, if that, like, but no, like, that's a.
All right, Pablo.
If I had to merge all the songs into one and be like, this is Pablo. Listen to the prologue. And then bam. But anywho.
But yeah. This is Pablo that played through Jesus.
I don't know.
This Pablo played through Jesus.
I don't know. Like, maybe I like two beers.
But,
yeah, but that's Pablo. I don't even know Pablo Picasso. Pablo Escobar.
Any Pablo.
Petey Pablo.
Right? Hey.
But, I don't know. That's a stupid fucking name, too. Like, I'm like, what?
He got a jefe.
Oh, he's fucking dumb.
They go with the Spanish stuff, man.
Yeah.
Tough.
I'm like, okay. You need some help. Maybe your album. Call you boy. I got you. Because, come on. Just name one Kanye West album, Kanye West.
That's
it would have been the most obvious title. Because you should even it's a song in there. It's like 40 seconds or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. It's more like a freestyle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's track 9. And he was like, it was like some freestyle about, he was like, I miss the old Kanye. And I hate the new Kanye. The always rude Kanye. The bad mood Kanye. And then it kind of kept going on, but every word towards the end was Kanye. It was pretty clever, I'm not gonna lie. But it got a little. I get it, okay. And then towards the end, he was like, and he said, I love you like Kanye loves Kanye. Like that, it was a literal line, he said. And I was like, alright, that's cool. So you should have named the fucking track, the whole album, Kanye West. Why the fuck not? Like Pablo. Who the fuck's Pablo? That still brings back to the question. But. Off with that. That's just my personal tidbit about that shit.
Right.
But overall, the album is pretty good. It is fucking, like, it's pretty good. Like, it's an all-around album for anyone to listen to, like, who's just into music. It's maybe 2 or 3 songs in there I don't like. I think it's like a 18-track playlist or some shit. I got it in my car. But
I'm going to cut this part out and make this just a review of Life of Pablo.
Yeah. Oh, this would be awesome. Fuck yeah, my dad blood crew. Ooh, I'm going to get so many thumbs down. That nigga is going to keep this shit in. Don't edit it out at all. So, yeah. Anyway, 18 tracks, I believe. Allegedly. Because I can't say nothing for certain. Because I don't want to say how I got this CD, because I feel like I might.
No, you got it the same way Kanye got his shit.
Okay, I got it the same way Kanye got his shit. I burned it.
Oh. He burned it.
Well, I didn't burn it per se. I got it from a coworker who said, yo, I downloaded it like Pablo.
You want it?
I got $5 on it. I'm like, ooh, okay. So in a way, I kind of supported Kanye. Even though, I mean,
he got a bootleg, just like you, Kanye.
Yeah, man, I'll give him a good word of mouth. Like, hopefully this shit might get out to you. Be like, oh, man, you know what? I support that nigga. Kanye might be just like that. Might have me inside the mansion. Be like, hey, you know what? You go Kim. Fuck her. You fuck him while I fuck me. All right, Kanye's going to fuck Kanye, and I'm going to fuck Kim. Like, that's how that's going to go down.
Yeah, but, he said nobody on his dick like himself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, for real, he did.
Yep.
Dumbass. But yeah, let's see, 18, whatever, how many tracks. So let's see, the first, I ain't even going to the track names or whatever. I'm just going to say the tracks that I like and remember because there's a lot of them and a few of them sound the same. I'm not going to lie. So the ones I don't like, he made a fucking, I don't know if you heard that Jumpman boy.
Oh, God.
So he made a somewhat remix to that because it was clearly obvious.
I've heard like maybe 2 seconds of a remix to that, yeah.
So he says in every line, I guess, Yeezy, 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 jumped over Jumpman, or Yeezy, Yeezy, something, something.
Stop.
I hate that song for obvious reasons.
I don't let it play.
Can't remember another one. Well, it's kind of like, well, nah, I can't remember another one that I don't like off the bat. I'll probably jump into it later. But the whole album is like, it kind of goes off on a gospel tip, but then it kind of takes a very hard right turn into some fucking, into some, how did he say this, and I quote, on track two. So track one was it was a pretty fucking great track. It had Mary J. Blige, dude, and some nigga I cannot remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he was, but it was pretty good. I liked it. It was gospel-y. It was like, okay, the whole track makes sense. I mean, the whole album will be like this. I just somewhat slide with it. Gospel, okay. I never even pictured it, but he made me like it somewhat.
Right.
And then he like that little hook. It was pretty cool. It's like ultra light beam or some shit. So and then track two, he was like, now, if I fuck this model, and she just bleached her asshole, and I get bleached on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. That is what he said in autotune. Yes. And I was like, whoa. Okay. Okay. Weird, and then it kind of takes a little like a soft test, take a little step back to gospel again, and then it goes on to a tangent into a bunch of other tracks, and then like some of the tracks are good, a lot of them had me like, oh, okay, yeah, I got a few tracks with The Weeknd, well, a track with The Weeknd, a track with Future,
mm-hmm.
You know, some of the songs are short, you know, which are like, it's like, so as soon as you kind of get tired of it a little bit, it goes off, like, so it's like, in a way, it's like, yeah. Maybe shorter. A few tracks, maybe shorter. So it's like, you vibe to it to the right amount of time. Like, I feel like, I'm like, I don't know how he knew that. Maybe he knew he was being the right amount of annoying. Because he slammed that auto-tune on some of them tracks. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, yeah. Even Jay-Z came out on that death of auto-tunes. I thought he was whatever. But, you know, like, the whole, like, the album, it's good. Like, I give it a 9. I give it an 8 out of 10. I can't give it I give it a 9 out of 10 because I did listen to it all the way through more than once in my car. Well, mainly because I worked for Domino's. And
I tell you this, Brad, you felt a little generous.
Yeah. And, like, I follow this critic, music critic called Big Ghost. Mm-hmm. Like, he's pretty fucking cool. And, you know, like, you can look him up. It's plug Big Ghost Chronicles. It's pretty cool. Like, and he reviews like and critiques albums, and he critiques this Kanye Life of Pablo, and in his own measuring system of good to great, one being the lowest, five being the highest, he gave it a 4 out of 5 Zeus slaps because he's fucking awesome. But that's him and I'm me. He did a good, but not great. He said that album was an album of life and all this extra shit. I happen to disagree. And that's just my personal opinion. So, yeah. Off that. Peace. Now,
and we ain't taking no settlement.